we're going. As Dale Jr. and his buddy are interviewing a gentleman that had been a racer, had a career in racing, left racing to go in the military and did some a tour in Afghanistan, and then he came home. And reflecting on his life, he didn't like who he was, didn't know what to do about it. And his wife went to a retreat or a seminar or something out of state and came back. And he said, I don't know what it was about her, but there was a peace about her in her heart and a glow that I wanted to be, that I wanted to experience. And it brought me to remember the promises of God and what He's promised us and how His power can make us who we want to be. How God can perfect us, can establish us, can strengthen us, and can settle us. Only God can do those things on a consistent basis. Yeah, we may look back, we may be sitting somewhere with our spouse and see a sunset or a sunrise. There's a lot of things in life that bring us peace. Maybe fishing, being on the water is very calming to me. Sitting out in a deer shack is very calming to me. Out in the woods. Some people just sitting on the front porch rocking. Sometimes holding the grandbaby. Sometimes getting on your knees, closing your eyes and praying. But the world tries to substitute all kinds of things to bring peace and joy and happiness and perfecting and establishing ourselves without God. And we can't do that. I've never read anything but the Bible that has brought me peace in my life. I've read a lot of stuff that's helped me, that might have nurtured me. I've also read some stuff that's led me astray. Never has God's word led me astray. Never has God's word lead us astray. I don't know about you, but likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. It's easy. We talked about it this morning in Bible class. It's easy. Boy, oh boy, I make sure those kids know what's right and what's wrong. And then God's holy word doesn't just stop there. It's all encompassing. It says, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. You notice God's word doesn't stop and just say, you all be submissive to one another. Because then what? How are we going to accomplish that? What's that mean? Somebody's got to be in charge. And then it says, be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. To do things in humility, like Jesus did. Jesus submitted at times in his life to things that were crazy, to people that were evil. He submitted his life for us, that we would know what the way, the truth, and the life is. We, in our hearts, struggle with this just as much as those people that aren't here this morning. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I ask us this morning, is it fair to say that those people that struggle with their faith don't want to humble themselves before God? And just preceding that, it talks about grace. God gives grace to the humble. So therefore, humble yourselves. And you wonder why sometimes in our lives that we don't feel God's grace and we're not at peace. And we don't have joy and love and peace and happiness because we haven't humbled ourselves to God. We want to do it our way. Or even worse, or just as bad, maybe I should say, is we intermix the world with God. There is only one way. Only one Son of God. There's only one church. There's only one way to be humble and receive the grace of God. It is our responsibility to be sober and to be vigilant. Why? Because Satan wants you to read this book instead of God's word. Satan wants you to watch this guy instead of read God's word. Satan wants you to be involved in this program instead of reading his word. I can be the best example in the world and the best neighbor in the world and love the neighbor and myself. But if I'm not in God's word to direct my paths, to make my heart right with him, I'm not humbling myself at the foot of the master. Satan is waiting for that opportunity. And if I'm looking for all the things God's promised, the stuff we talked about, the title of our lesson, anybody remember what that was? To be perfect and established and strengthened and be settled, be at peace. And I go anywhere except for God, guess what? Knocking on the wrong door. I want to get to the cafeteria, or I want to get to the kitchen, and I'm knocking on this side of the wall. But that's what people do when they decide they're going to read this book that's written by this guy, and this book that's written by this guy, and I'm going to change the church. I'm going to change this. God's never had it wrong. Why hasn't God made the church perfect? He has. Why hasn't God established the church? He has. Has he strengthened the church? He has. Has he settled the church? He has. And then people start thinking and reading other books. And they don't like what they're seeing. So they want to do something new. That's old-fashioned. Brother Adam, he's old-fashioned. There's nothing wrong with old-fashioned. And I'm not talking about the whiskey drink old-fashioned. I don't even know what's in it. I just know that there's one called that. God will perfect us and establish us and strengthen us and settle us. Only he has the power to do that. Only the blood of Christ has the power to do that. Yes, we're to enjoy this life and this beautiful earth God's created. But when we start worshiping the creation more than the creator, resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who's called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Resist him. Resist Satan. I'll just give this for example. I don't know. How many of you watch The Voice? Anybody watch The Voice singing to you? Kelly and I like watching The Voice. I got no idea who Adriana whatever face name is. Okay? I heard her on the radio for the first time on the way home from Michigan this weekend. I don't know who she is. I do now just from watching TV show. Never heard of her. Don't know her songs. Nothing. Until I saw it on TV. Folks, there's people in life that don't know who Satan is. They're so confused. And we shouldn't be part of that group. What's sin and what's not? What's of God and what's not? So I ask us, in the last week, where have you resisted the devil? Or is he in your life? You have a hard time distinguishing what's holy and what's not. What's righteous and what's not. Oh, judge not, lest ye be judged. That's right. It does say that. It also says, judge righteous judgment. Stand on your own two feet and on your faith. Steadfast in the faith, you can resist him. But if your faith is wishy-washy, and you don't know the difference between the world and the kingdom of heaven, or you want to mix the two, a little bit of Hollywood, a little bit of movies, it hurts me as much as it hurts you guys to know that we have brothers and sisters and co-workers and family and friends that are following falsehoods. Not the way, the truth, and the life. They've added to or taken away from God's holy word. It's not right. Don't be conned into it. I plead with us. There's well over thousands worshiping this morning in Frankfurt. Okay? I'm not saying we're the only ones, brothers and sisters. But narrow is the way that leads unto God. Just because everybody's doing it does not make it right. We need to keep focused on God because he will perfect us and establish us and strengthen us and settle us. I got angry this morning when I found out nobody was going to be here. I'm not the only one that got angry. Okay? His songs, he's leading out a songbook this morning. I guarantee you, both me and him have already forgiven the people we were angry at. And I prayed for God to help me to make sure. I've never turned everything on and got everything going. I've done stuff at home. I got a projector at home. Out in my music room that we use, and I did the sermons when COVID first started. I can turn the projector on. I've done presentations, but I've never turned all this stuff on. I didn't, you know. But I prayed about it. God settled me. I said, I just need help doing the right thing. And it worked out. It's not perfect. We'll sing out of songbooks. Thank you, brother. He had two songs picked out that aren't in songbooks. We had to pick out different songs. I felt his angst. But you know what? We were angry and we sinned not. We're just getting ready to lead worship. Both of us. We're leading the worship today. We resisted him. And we can't do that without talking to God and without looking at each other and shaking hands and saying, it'll work out. We'll get through this. One way or the other. If I had to just open this, I'd have done it that way too. I could have done it that way. Jesus said it this way, therefore do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask of Him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You see the highlighted words I got up here this morning? Pray. Part of my lesson, preaching myself this morning. I had to pray about it. But here's the other thing. It's your kingdom. It's your will. Forgive us. This is Jesus. Your kingdom, your will, forgive us. My church, my this, my that. Sometimes we say that just out of, it's not our church. We didn't die for it. I think we soft soap it when we do that. It's His kingdom. It's His will. That establishes us, that settles us. And forgive us. Deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Deliver us. Not only do we ask for help, we also have to resist Him, just like we saw in the passage just before. Folks, one of the hardest things in life is forgiving people. It is. I struggle with it. Especially evil, ungodly people. Liars. People I don't like. I don't like to forgive them. But I have to. Why? Because I want to be perfect. I want to be established. I want to be strengthened. And I want to be settled. And those things don't come unless I forgive like God forgives. How can I have the love of God and peace of God without following the things that He tells us to follow? And you only learn that from His Word. Only place you learn it from. I'm moving around a bit. Deliver us. You ask God in the last week to deliver you from Satan? Are you resisting Him? Or is it all just a mesh? It's all okay. God's word says, be ye separate. Be ye separate. We are called to be separated from those people. And that's not fun. And it doesn't feel good, but that's the truth. When somebody decides to live of the world, doesn't mean I stop loving them, I stop forgiving them, or I stop caring about them. You're okay, sister. I forgive you. Everybody else forgives you. It's okay. Is God calling you? Was that a message? Was that a sign? See? No. It's just a phone call.
But how we approach it in love and compassion and forgiveness and peace, or angst and judgment, hatefulness. Folks, we all struggle with all those things. We should be honest with each other. That's a neat thing. Brother Tom mentioned, man, I can't talk about how I approach life from a godly perspective with some of my closest friends and brothers and people. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about God and Jesus. Let's make sure we never feel that way. Can you imagine that? I don't want to hear about Jesus today. Say what? His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Ephesians chapter 3, it is written, beginning in verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ, all generations, forever and ever. Amen." It's God's power that works in us. It's God's power that gives us the power to forgive and to love and have peace. And to be able to resist the devil. And resist temptation. That Christ may dwell in our hearts. That we would be strengthened. I chose the invitation song this morning because it asks questions in each verse. And I want us to read those this morning before I close the lesson. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? We can almost use these slides, brother, except for they're... Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden and carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true each providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. We had a providential test this morning. Satan wanted to upset the apple cart. He did for a little bit. Just we were able to resist him, weren't we, brother? We were able to make plan B. And God has a plan C and a D and an E and an F. He always has plans for us. We just gotta ask him for his help. His power can make you what you ought to be. Nothing else. God's power. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. You want to talk about freedom and peace and love and joy? You gotta have your heart right. It's gotta be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. His love can fill your soul, and you will see. It was best for him to have his way with thee. May God perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Our lesson this morning. He's always there.
He's always there. Sometimes we aren't there for each other. Right, brother? Sometimes things go awry. Don't go as we have planned. But God always has another plan, and He's always there to help us. Have you given your heart to Him? Are you under His control? It's best for Him to have His way with you. Plead with you to make that right in your heart as we stand and sing and selected Him this morning.